Assembly Minority Leader Jim Cruiser says the amendment is inspired by last year's death of a Monona soldier wounded in Iraq. Chad Simon's family acted on his living will and removed his life support after he'd been in a coma for 9 months. Following his death, Cruiser says the group Pro-Life Wisconsin accused the family of murder.
I found that outrageous. And we're finding more and more in the state assembly the far right fringe, you know, the tail wagging the dog on issues that are intrusive into people's lives.
Pro-Life Wisconsin later retracted their statement, but Cruiser says a constitutional amendment is necessary to block future bills aimed at interfering with end-of-life decisions. His amendment would also block bills that allow pharmacists to refuse to fill prescriptions for such things as emergency contraception because of their moral or religious beliefs. And it would ban efforts to limit stem cell research. Cruiser says attorneys at the Nonpartisan Legislative Reference Bureau advised him that amending the Constitution was the best way to accomplish his aims. But UW political science professor Donald Downs sees this as part of a dangerous national trend towards legislating by amendment.
In states that have started to do this too much, like California, it ends up getting confusing, and it kind of turns the Constitution, which should be a basis of fundamental law dealing with fundamental issues, into something that's more like legislation. So I think it sort of waters down the stature of the Constitution.
Down says it's happening more in Wisconsin now because there's a Democratic governor and a Republican-controlled legislature that lacks the votes to override a veto. Going the amendment route cuts the governor out of the equation. In this case, it's the Republican majority that will probably prevent this Democratic constitutional amendment from making it out of committee. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.